So Frankenstein lives for another 100 years. So he's going through life. And he comes kind of like this, becomes a vigilante in the streets. And so he's strong. And he's good looking. But he has all the scars.
Is he meeting out justice? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That he's actually going around and policing?
Like on occasion, yeah. If something goes wrong, I'm...
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, we're closing out 2014 and we're ringing in 2015.
That's right.
So, Katie and I have we're in the studio. We've got ourselves each a tiny bottle of wine.
A tasteful white wine. Yeah, might I add.
It's a Concha y Toro Chardonnay,
courtesy of Jaquetta.
Yeah,
comes in prepared.
Yes. I'm already half into mine. Katie's just cracked hers open. But I want to start off with the, do you want to go by the year in review?
Yeah, we'll do the year in review.
Okay.
This year,
and I'll chime in.
We decided to look back at 2014 and pick our favorite happenings
for
each month. So we each reviewed and month by month.
Some months I was a little short on, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, so starting off with January of 2014, what was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing was the Gold Globes, 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle won.
Oh, okay.
And also on January 28th, DNA analysis confirmed that the 6th century plague of Justinian was caused by the same bacteria that caused the Black Death.
See? I told you.
Yes. We had a wager on that, so it's a little in joke there.
Yeah. My favorite thing, on January 22nd, they found out water vapor was detected on the dwarf planet of Ceres.
Oh, that's That's right. So what's happened with that since then? Is that the last report from Ceres?
That's the last report.
That's it.
So they got water?
We got water vapor. Don't worry about it.
Right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Is how we're handling
it. Just, that's it. That's all we have.
Okay.
That was January.
Yeah.
So what do you have for February?
For February, Barack Obama met the Dalai Lama.
Oh, really?
I kind of like the way that sounds.
It sounds like two aliens.
Yeah. It does. And I would have loved to have been there for that. What are they going to talk about?
I have no idea. Why does everybody want to meet the Dalai Lama?
He says peace and he says change.
It seems though the Dalai Lama just likes to go around and meet celebrities.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever. I mean, I know he's the spiritual leader of a lot of people, but I mean... It seems like mostly he greets celebrities.
Well, they probably are talking about, like, can you believe it? When we were kids, we had no idea that we were going to be these awesome leaders.
Yes. And they let us get away with it.
Yeah. Imagine a little Dalai Lama, and he's like, and a little Barack Obama. Imagine if they had met coincidentally as children somehow.
Yeah, and snubbed one another, and they're like, we meet again. Barack, Dolly.
Yeah.
Let's just pose for the pictures.
Right.
So my favorite thing in February was the video of wolves running down the highway in Russia during the Sochi Olympics and seeing a guy dive. A guy got out of his car, saw a pack of wolves coming towards his car, and dove back into his car. Also, in February, it's not my favorite thing, but that's when everybody started talking about Ebola, which everybody already forgot about because those two white people didn't die from it in the U.S.,
right.
Even though it's still raging in Africa.
Right.
Where they may or may not know it's Christmas. Here, everyone's like, oh, phew.
Yeah, right.
Party's over. So that was February. Also, a Russian thing, too. Russia was like, hey, we want the Ukraine back.
Right.
That happened in February.
And there was a whole timeline of things that happened
around here. And it's still going on. And like Ebola, once again, people got tired of it.
Yeah.
News-wise. Even though it's still in play.
Now for March.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite thing. Well, not so favorite, but it kept people mesmerized for ages. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 with 239 people.
It just disappeared.
Loses contact, disappears, prompting the most expensive search effort in history. Everybody was... This dominated the news. Everybody had their theories.
Conspiracy theories were coming out of the woodwork.
Courtney Love was...
Why did anybody ask her about that?
Nobody asked anybody, and everybody has a theory.
Do you remember what her theory was?
Well, she had there was a picture of the ocean and with kind of like a shadowy kind of discoloration to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of in the shape of a plane.
Okay, she's like the white Flavor Flav. Like, why is anybody asking her anything?
But no, but why is anyone asking me? Why did I say anything? I'm like, I don't know where that plane is.
You know what? I thought I was like, it's in the ocean.
Yeah, crashed.
Right? I don't know where else it could have been. In March, the United Nations International Court of Justice ruled that Japan's Antarctic whaling program was not scientific and that they were, in fact, just having a snack. So they got called out once again. The Japanese, it's a part of their culture. They eat whales.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, it's not our fault that they're disappearing. They want to continue to eat them. So they keep making up excuses. They're like, no, we're doing research on them.
Oh.
And by research, I mean sushi.
The research is in my mouth.
So the UN, the least powerful world body ever, told them, can you guys stop it?
The least powerful.
Yes. They have no power whatsoever. I'm sorry, on on their Human Rights Council, it's like Libya and Iraq, or you get like China and Russia, whatever.
Yeah, you guys set the standards. How
about
that?
Yeah, yeah.
April, I have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Me too.
Index. Okay, then we can alternate. Peter Gabriel.
Hall & Oates.
Kiss.
Nirvana.
Linda Ronstadt.
And Cat Stevens, a.k.a. Yusef Islam. I think he renounced himself.
Again?
Did he go back?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
Oh,
he renounced that he was Cat Stevens, and he became
Islam. He became a Muslim, and he changed his name.
And then he said something like, all of his music was evil. I'm like, you had the most peaceful, if you want to sing out, sing out. If
morning
you want
is
to be
broken.
Free, be free.
Is it Morning is Broken is one of them?
Yeah, how is that evil?
Because he was thinking about Christianity.
And was he? He said, if you want to be free. Is that Christian?
I'm just making that up. Okay. But Linda Ronstadt, I'm happy for her. She was inducted, but she has, was it Parkinson's?
I have no idea.
Well, she can't sing anymore. Basically, she's ill and she can't sing. And when she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even Barack Obama congratulated her.
Is that what he's doing now?
And he admitted he had a crush on her growing up.
Really?
Yeah. And
she's
like, yeah, what?
That's the, he is biracial, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, that's April. So from May, I would like to say that Psy's Gangnam Style becomes the first video to reach 2 billion views on YouTube. That's right, Gangnam Style, people.
2 billion.
2 billion views. I watched it a couple times.
I've seen
it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like, in Chinatown, they have all this merchandise from when they thought it was going to be bigger. It's like, you can still get a Gangnam Style, you name it. Like, Gangnam Style, like, phone covers.
You're kidding.
They're just like, please, get them out of here.
Oh, my God. I have Adam Scott overtakes Tiger Woods as the number one ranked golfer in the world.
Ha-ha. Really? Hmm.
It's over, Tiger Woods.
Ain't nobody talking about Tiger anymore.
No. Because he's not number one.
And he's not spreading it around like he used to.
Right.
He need to have a couple kids by some of those ladies.
Yeah. Spreading it
around. Okay, so June, I have Claude Monet's Water Lilies is sold at auction for $54 million.
That's what I have, too.
I consider these sales to be the biggest money laundering thing that you could ever get going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not worth that much.
And
it's not.
I love the way they keep getting sold and resold and moved around.
It's money laundering.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's
a marker of where your $54 million is right now.
Yeah.
It's with this guy.
Yeah.
And then it'll move to some other guy.
Right.
So that's what happened in June.
That's what I had. Okay, so for July, the Church of England votes in favor of allowing women to become bishops.
That's right. So now everything's changed.
Yeah.
And then Germany defeats Argentina in the overtime to win the 2014 FIFA World Cup final. I couldn't give a shit about soccer, but this happened on July 13th. And every time, my birthday is July
12th.
Yeah. And FIFA always fucks up my birthday wherever I am. I couldn't give a shit. It's a bunch of crazy white people with face paint on, which is frightening.
Yeah, oh, it is.
In jerseys running around. Yeah, so Germany defeated Argentina. July. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything until September, so I'll let you roll with that.
Well, in August, this is the West African Ebola outbreak is categorized as an international concern by the World Health Organization.
Why? Because a white person got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before.
Basically.
As I mentioned, in February is when the outbreak really started.
Right. It really started then. But I want to mention, like, on this list that I was looking at, I had a pick. This is the only thing that was listed as an event for August.
Really? Well, it's a slow news month.
Yeah.
It's a slow news month. All right, so I have set for September, the United States defeats Serbia to win the FIBA, little known, Basketball World Cup.
Basketball World
Cup. The Basketball World Cup, yeah. I feel like when we have a basketball thing, we just send, like, all of our... They probably sent, like, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else is just, like, a regular basketball player. We're like, no, we're going to send NBA All-Stars. So that's what happened in September.
I have Emma Watson delivers an address to a standing ovation in the UN headquarters.
That's right.
At headquarters in New York, helping launch the UN women's campaign He for She, which calls for men to advocate for gender equality.
Yes, I think we already forgot about that. I haven't heard anything about it since she announced it.
Well, it's, you know, it's got to sink in. It's going to take guys a long time.
It will. Yeah. But they're the ones that need to help because it's their fault. Okay. 24 states in October went for gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. And they are Alaska, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Utah people, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Awesome. They're the states that don't have gay marriage right now. I looked at the map. Those are the states I'm not even trying to go to ever. Ever.
Right.
Ever in my life. That is my travel map right now.
Oh my God.
So equality.
Good.
In 24 more states.
Sweet.
Finally. I love how these other states are holding out.
I know. Like, no.
You're now officially in the minority.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm looking at you, Mississippi. Just a little bit, though, because really, who cares?
Got some side eye.
Side eye.
Mississippi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have for October. I took the day off of work on Halloween, and Jaquetta and I went to a French restaurant, and we drank for 8 hours.
Yes, we did. So that is the event for that month, is that there was 8 hours of white wine. And because we did it in a French restaurant,
it was
they
classy.
Didn't give an F.
Yeah, they kept another bottle.
Yep, they didn't care. They were happy to have it.
Yeah.
Two mature ladies.
Yes,
themselves with scarves. Actually, I was wearing a wig.
That's right.
I was wearing a white wig because it was Halloween.
I was wearing a smile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah.
8 hours.
8 hours we drank wine.
And they just let us. They didn't care.
We had food.
They're probably, they're still here.
Yeah.
They're still here.
We had loud white wine talking, too.
Yeah.
We didn't scream, but our volume went up because...
Well, it's interesting because as per usual, when we do this little hikey out, it starts off in the daytime, and then we look up and we're like, oh, snap, it's dark.
It's 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. Everyone else is gone.
Okay. That was my favorite thing. Okay, so November.
Elections.
Uh-huh.
So the Democrats got trounced, and by that I mean they lost a little bit. I mean, we only have two parties, people.
Yeah.
So one's going to be up, the other's going to be down. And also I wanted to note for November that everyone realized that Obama is kind of like blasé. All the hope and change is leaked out. Have you noticed that? There's a feeling that people are just kind of like, oh, the lamest duck
ever. Yeah, it's like a helium balloon. It lost a little helium, and it kind of floats around.
It's 2 inches above the ground.
Yeah.
You don't want to just let all the helium out, because you're like, oh, that was a great balloon at one point.
And just let it have its time.
Yeah. You open the door, you're hoping it'll get whisked out.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Still there.
It suddenly comes around the corner.
Yes.
I have, more than 13 years after the original towers were destroyed in the 9/11 attacks, the New York's 104-story World Trade Center reopens business in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So the Freedom Tower is up, but it opened for business on November 4th.
And I heard the people who are working in there don't want to be.
Yeah.
And I can definitely understand that. I would not want to be working in that space. I appreciate the fact that they built something there, but I still consider it to be a mass grave, and mm-hmm. I don't know if there should be anything there besides a place for people to think about that and reflect.
Right.
And so now we're in December.
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen?
Who knows what happened?
Who knows what happened?
I think Jaquetta and I blacked out for all of December.
Yeah. We shut down emotionally after Thanksgiving.
Right. And so...
And that is a year in review.
Yeah. So why don't you write in and tell us your favorite thing about December?
Yeah.
And then we'll read it on an upcoming show in 2015.
Yeah, and we might have a shot glass for you, although 2014, I think, is the closeout.
It's the closeout,
so if we don't hear from you by December 31st, I think that's it for the shot glasses.
Yeah,
we're officially going to be out.
We
have had an offer by a law firm to make us new shot glasses if the law firm is advertised on the back, and to which I had to say, hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
I'd like to report on the top 10 worst movies.
Oh, okay. The
worst 2014.
Movie. Fine. Let's hear it.
Transformers 4, Age of Distinction.
It was a horrible movie, but I have come to respect Mark Wahlberg as an actor.
And by that, you mean he's got big guns.
That's right. That, and also, but he delivered lines, impossible lines, yes, to deliver.
Horrible lines.
With sincerity.
Yes.
Like you would not believe.
Like he was getting paid millions.
Yeah.
Like he was, I just remember a Transformers at one point watching it, there's still trash blowing around on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And when Optimus Prime then fought a dinosaur, and then mounted it, I was no more good.
Yeah.
That was the end of it for me.
Whenever I hear Optimus Prime, I think of Rodimus Prime from the Black Eye Who Tips.
Shout out.
Yeah.
So, Ride Along, which I didn't see. The Legends of Oz, Dorothy Returns.
Yeah.
Didn't see that. And then Rage, a Nicolas Cage film.
I didn't see.
Nobody saw that. Mm-hmm. Blended, Winter's Tale, The Nut Job, Vampire Academy, A Haunted House 2, Are You Here? To which I think the answer was for people in the audience, no. I'm not. The Legend of Hercules.
Oh.
I, Frankenstein.
I
with Aaron Eckhart. You're the only person who saw
it. I saw it on cable. Not in the theater, but I saw it on cable. And
Is it as bad as Robert De Niro's version?
It is
Prometheus
so bad.
Prometheus Unbound?
It is so bad.
What happens? Break it down for me.
He's Frankenstein. He lives for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Baron von Frankenstein chases him. Frankenstein's monster kills Frankenstein's wife.
Okay.
Because he's mad. Because he doesn't get his own woman or something.
Yeah.
Then he runs out into the snow when he's in the Arctic or something, and he is impervious to the cold.
Okay. Typical.
So when the doctor goes after him, he freezes and dies.
Mm-hmm.
So Frankenstein lives for another 100 years. So he's going through life. And he comes kind of like this, becomes a vigilante in the streets. And so he's strong and he's good looking, but he has all the scars.
Is he meeting out justice? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That he's actually going around and policing?
Like on occasion, yeah. If something goes wrong.
So that's the number 2 worst movie of the year. The number 1 worst film of 2014 is Left Behind, starring Nicolas Cage. So he appears twice on our list, and refer to previous episodes.
Yes,
to hear about Left Behind.
And that is the episode in the bonus room with Carlo DiCarlo. Yeah.
So Left Behind got 2% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's really bad. That's very, very bad. And you would think so. That means that even people who believe, even Christians, were like, "Nah, man, nah." Mm-hmm. no. That's not no. Mm-mm. So those are the worst films of 2014.
Okay.
What do you got?
I have Isaac Asimov's.
Okay.
1964 predictions about 2014, which are frighteningly accurate.
Oh, really? That's awesome. I love me some Asimov.
Okay. So,
break it down.
Okay. He said that back in 1964, he said that in 2014...
Mm-hmm.
The thought that occurs to me is that all men will continue to withdraw from nature in order to create an environment that will suit them better.
No doubt.
Yeah. Kitchens will be devised to prepare auto meals, heating water and converting it to coffee.
Curing K-cups. Right. Shout it out.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and this shows a picture of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Complete lunches, dinners with food semi-prepared will be stored in freezer until ready for processing.
Swanson's.
Right. Appliances of 2014 will have no electric cords.
Okay. Yeah. We have battery things that can be recharged.
Much effort will be put into the designing of vehicles with robot brains. The effort's there.
Yeah. The effort is there. He did not predict the flying car, though, which makes me sad.
No. There will be increasing emphasis on transportation that makes the least possible contact with the surface.
Yes, the hoverboard.
Yeah, like you were talking about in the previous episode. By 2014, only unmanned ships will have landed on Mars.
That's happened.
Though a manned expedition will be in the works. And that's it.
I like the idea that there's some random country out there who's like, look, we're putting people on Mars, but we're not saying shit about it.
I know. Oh, he says here also, for short-range travel, moving sidewalks with benches on either end will make their appearance in downtown sections.
Wow.
And so what that is escalators up and down, and stairs in between.
People movers.
Yeah. And he said the population will be 6.5 billion.
It's more than that now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it shows the... And satellites hovering in space will make it possible for you to direct dial any spot on Earth.
Nice.
That was
the cell phone, right? Yeah.
Communications will become sight sound, and you will see as well as hear the person you telephone.
Amazing. When did he make these predictions?
64.
Okay.
Yeah. In one, there was a exhibit at the World's Fair. He said, in fact, one popular exhibit at the 2014 World's Fair. That's one thing he did not get right.
the World's Fair is kind of wah, yeah, wah.
Will be a 3D TV built life size. In which ballet performances will be seen.
Well, we do have 3D TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had those for a couple years, though.
Right. Robots will neither be common nor very good in 2014, but they will be in existence.
Yeah. Kayla.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm looking at you, Kayla. I'm looking at you, too.
Let's see. We will have a few routine jobs that cannot be done better by some machines than by any human being. Mankind will therefore have become largely a race of machine tenders.
Yeah, that's already happening, though.
And even so, mankind will suffer badly from the disease of boredom.
Yes. And I think that, you know, I hate to be puritanical about it, but idle hands, people. I know what I do when I'm bored, and it ain't good. It ain't good. Some might call it mischief, even.
Oh, man.
So, New Year's is coming up. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go out and have a good time on New Year's Eve. But I went to mass.gov because I wanted to find... They're telling us how to have a safe and healthy New Year's Eve. Now, obviously...
Mass?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Oh, man. Oh, you meant like the church. See, no. That's my Catholic upbringing.
Mass.gov. You're
think
like, what?
Going to church.
No, Massachusetts.gov. Mass.gov. This is their blog, the official blog of the website of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Everyone else is a state. They have a Commonwealth.
Right.
So they're talking about how to be safe. And so, you know, obviously, don't drink and drive is a big one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't get alcohol poisoning. Like, you know, be wary about what you're doing. But then they have a section here that's like, do you have pets?
What?
Loud noises can scare a pet. Give pets extra attention so they won't run away in a panic upon hearing a champagne bottle pop. Or exploding fireworks.
They're not. It's not about the pop. It's about, oh my God, she's going to be drunk again.
Yes. Because the dogs that I've had don't like drunk people.
No, they
at all.
They want to be in the closet rocking in the corner.
Yes, because they're afraid that drunk people will fall on them. Drunk people play with dogs inappropriately. It says, keep your pets inside in a comfortable room with comfortable music playing to drown out loud and unusual noises.
All
These
right.
are some very sheltered pets.
Yeah.
Make sure all fences and gates are secure so if pets leave the house, they are confined to the yard. Because, you know, on that one day of the year, it's like pets running amok.
Yeah. They're running free.
In fact, on
it's a new year at last.
On the way here, I saw a delivery guy on a bike. This is in my neighborhood, which is quite pastoral. And I was like, why is he biking so fast? I mean, looking back, there was a very small beagle. Someone's beagle had gotten out and was chasing this guy down the street. But the dog was like 10 pounds.
Oh, I was vicious. I'm right there with him.
I was expecting to look back and see a German shepherd. In any case, ask your veterinarian. Now, here's where I take issue. Ask your veterinarian for tranquilizers.
Oh.
If your animal has shown signs of extreme uneasiness around loud noises or crowds in the past.
Tranquilizers?
No. Just keep them away from it.
And then... what do you think about kids on the airplane taking Benadryl? If parents giving their kids Benadryl on a plane, should you give your dog tranquilizers?
Is there something natural that you can give kids? A bit of whiskey? On the gun, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, I know that didn't come out right, but you know what I'm saying? Like something
smoke a little herb. That's all
I'm
natural.
I'm just saying a little, you know, a little something in the bottle. Like a milk cocktail.
All right.
And this is the last thing it says, make sure your pet has ID.
Oh.
Chip it.
Because to go out and buy you more alcohol. Because
if you pop a bottle above it, he runs off.
Yeah.
We should be able to scan him to get him back. Obviously, it's a real problem in Massachusetts that people's dogs are getting
freaked
out.
Your dog goes to the liquor store and gives them a fake mustache. So nobody asks for ID.
Yes. I would love it if dogs could buy liquor. It would be a whole different different world. That's what we need in 2015.
Send your dog to the liquor store with a note pinned to its collar.
Yeah,
some money.
And some kind of a bag that it can carry the liquor back.
Yeah, like a Saint Bernard. Saint Bernards would be like going like hotcakes.
But then you're gonna hear about people's dogs like getting home empty-handed. Like, Rex, what happened? It's a long story, man. It's a long story.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
I have here Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, great. Tales from the Campfire is a segment that we do where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, urban legends, folk tales, folklore, myth. And we retell them here around the digital campfire. So gather around for a New Year's Eve.
Yes, a reading about
reading.
This. A New Year's Eve Ghost by Stephen B.
Stephen B. Okay.
On New Year's Eve, 1987, two friends and I stayed the night at my friend's house to celebrate the New Year. We were roughly 13, 14 years of age at the time.
So you listen to Poison.
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were left alone in my friend's house as his parents left for a party.
Mm-hmm.
To pass time, we spent much of the 11 p.m. hour playing with a Ouija board.
Of course, as one does.
Trying to contact dead relatives.
Okay.
So why?
Are these boys?
Yeah.
So this goes along with what Special Agent Jackson was saying, that boys do use a Ouija board.
Right.
Shout out.
But why are you trying to contact dead relatives? Don't you want to stay away from that? You'll learn, kids.
Yeah.
You'll learn.
You don't want anything to do with dead relatives. You want to contact, like,
someone fresh.
Kurt Cobain or something.
Right.
Someone has something to say to the youth of America.
We failed on every attempt except for one. We made contact with Lewis, an elderly gentleman who lived next door. And
oh, a dead person? Or just Lewis came over?
No, he was dead.
What do you kids want?
No.
I'm not dead yet, Jesus. Quit summoning me.
Lewis. If you're here, give us a sign. I'm right here.
I'm right friggin' here.
Yeah. He's an elderly gentleman who lived next door and died 3 years ago.
Okay. So this is a recently dead.
Yeah. Of an untimely death.
How old was he? He was elderly.
He was elderly.
When was the time? When's the time right? Who has the time? All right, go ahead.
The hospital that he stayed in for routine procedure neglected to raise the side rails on his bed. He fell, broke his hip, and died of a heart attack.
Oh, my God. I hope they sued.
Can Greg get in there retroactively?
It's too late. Yeah.
We asked him...
the lawyers could use a Ouija board to conjure up old settlements.
Yeah. We asked him how he was. He said lonely, waiting for his wife. We told him who we were.
And it stinks in here.
Oh, yeah, because teenage boys smell. They really do. We told him who we were, but he could not remember us. Yeah. Lewis knew it was New Year's, though, and he told us his wife was sleeping and that he was watching her. We told him to come next door, but his only response was, I can't.
Don't have time.
I'm watching my
she
wife.
Wakes up and I'm not here, it's going to be hell.
Yeah. He told us that three
literally
times in a row.
Literally hell, because I'm dead.
When he told us to come next door, his only response was, I can't. He told us three times in a row, but then we lost contact. They're like, come over, I can't. Come over, I can't.
Yes.
Come over, I can't. Or, and then nothing.
You know,
I
forget it.
There was only one time that we ever made contact with the spirit, and now here is where it gets really weird. At 5 minutes till midnight, about 20 minutes after reaching out experience, we huddled around the TV watching a New Year's Eve special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are the worst. They're really bad.
They're bad. We were in the family room in the basement of the house. Upstairs in the refrigerator was an unopened bottle of wine that my friend's parents left for us.
Nice.
To share at the stroke of midnight. So once the parents left, the friends were like, yeah.
You know what? You always have that one friend of your parents that you're like, they're all right.
We had a neighbor who was 26 buy us a keg as a teenager.
A keg?
Yeah, a keg. We're having a party. We're getting a keg.
Woo!
Yeah, it's awesome. We frequently, throughout the night, eyeballed the bottle. Am I spitting on your...
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
That would be something.
We frequently, throughout the night, eyeballed the bottle, eagerly waiting to drink it, as any teenage boy would.
Mm-hmm. Do they struggle to get it open? Remember the first time we tried to get a bottle of wine open, it was like, come on now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
What do you have to go through to get in this thing?
I know. Just push that thing in at the top, whatever that is. Just push it in.
Yeah. Good luck with the girl's pants if you're having trouble with the wine bottle. Just as I rose up, we started hearing a loud noise coming from upstairs. It sounds of doors slamming. We were scared out of our minds. Then we heard a loud thumping as the ceiling vibrated. My friend had two dogs and one cat, but they were downstairs too. The smallest dog, one of the little wiener dogs, started to run up the stairs barking. He went up about 3 stairs and made a quick U-turn and came back down.
That's not a good move. If you see a dog,
He stayed at the bottom of the stairway barking. The cat ran behind the TV, which was at the opposite end of the family.
Classic cat. Like, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. The other dog, a golden retriever, stood next to the wiener dog, barking his head off, but also staring up the stairs.
Not good.
These are normally 2 fearless dogs, but they wouldn't go up the stairs for nothing.
We tried. We threw a hot dog up the stairs. Nothing.
We stood in the corner of the family room with our hearts pounding, practically in tears. After about 3 minutes of this, the 2 dogs finally stopped and ran upstairs. 10 minutes after that, we got the nerve to climb the stairs. Every light on the upstairs floor was on. Every cabinet in the kitchen was open. And the kitchen chairs were knocked over. I guess that explains the slamming and the ceilings rattling.
About the wine. Back to that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wait till. Needless to say, we were really scared at that moment. We tried to think of a logical reason to explain this, but we could not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone we knew snuck in the house to play a prank on us, but that doesn't explain the behavior of the pets.
True. Or the wine, which I'm asking about again.
No. But we finally...
had that wine, didn't they? They're drunk.
But what finally convinced us that this was a visit from the beyond was when I retrieved our long-awaited bottle of wine from the refrigerator. As soon as I grabbed it, I noticed something strange. It was really light. The wine inside was about a quarter full, with the seal still in place. We all stared at it in amazement. One of my buds grabbed it and shook it upside down to test for a leak, but nothing came out. Believe me, we knew as soon as a half hour before that old puppy was full, and we waited our chance to drink it. But it looks like old Lewis decided to drop by for a New Year's after all and have a drink on us.
That's why he didn't answer after the third time.
Yeah, he was drunk.
He drank wine in here.
Yeah. Future attempts to contact Lewis have failed.
I like that one. That's a good New Year's story.
Isn't that good? Yeah.
I like it. So I wanted to talk about the 5 best romance novels of 2014. Yeah, right. A genre that we love. I've never read a romance novel.
There's nothing
in my
like
life.
A good bodice ripper.
Yeah, there's nothing. So I'm just going to give you The Arrow. Set in the early 14th century amid the wars of Scottish independence, this installment of McCarthy's Highland Guard series begins with the burning of a Scottish village in 1307. The sole survivor, 15-year-old Kate Lochmaben, is rescued by Gregor Arrow MacGregor, member of an elite band of Highland warriors. Gregor takes Kate to his home.
Does it go by Gregor or Arrow MacGregor?
GMG. Gregor takes Kate to his home and leaves her for 5 years to come back when she's legal.
Oh, you stay right here.
You stay here. Stay chased.
Yeah, and age properly, please.
When he returns, he finds not scrawny young Kate, but beautiful, headstrong Catherine. So a whole different person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm called Catherine, though.
Excuse me.
Do you see these? Jiggle. Who has vowed to make Gregor love her. I mean, in 5 years.
She had five years to
whip up that plan. McCarthy's gift lies in writing strong characters into wildly entertaining and often unexpected scenarios. That was the number one romance novel of 2014.
What? And where was this sold?
This, all over the place. It's by The Arrow by Monica McCarthy. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Way to go, Monica.
To that. The other ones were Evernight by Kristen Callahan, Fool Me Twice by Meredith Duran. Only Irish
Fool
people
me
write
twice,
these.
Please.
Suddenly Last Summer by Sarah Morgan.
Suddenly Last Summer. That's like, wait a minute.
When the Duke Was Wicked. By Lorraine Heath.
Wow.
She also wrote No Good Duke Goes Unpunished. Oh, the author of this article wrote that. So those are I hope in 2015 we have better romance novels. But I wanted to highlight one thing I am really excited about in 2015. Jurassic World. Exactly.
The entire world is taken over by dinosaurs?
Yeah, well... not so much. Jurassic World, they've been showing trailers. I went on and watched the trailer. It's just 2 glasses of water shaking. That was the whole trailer so far.
Come on.
So basically, no Jeff Goldblum.
Forget it.
There's no one who has ever been in any of the Jurassic Park movies that's going to be in the new movie, Jurassic World, except for B.D. Wong. who had a bit part in the first Jurassic Park as one of the scientists.
Well, I like B.D. Wong.
I like B.D. Wong too, but that character is not paramount to the film.
He's the other one, like, yeah, sign me up. Why wouldn't anyone else come back? What's wrong with them?
Sam Neill is making his wine. Jeff Goldblum is Jeff Goldblum. The other people stopped a long time ago. I mean, Vince Vaughn is probably doing other stuff as well. William H. Macy. They're trying to recreate it for a new generation.
Oh, okay. So they're getting rid of everybody and just kind of rehashing the whole thing.
So basically what's happening in the new Jurassic World is John Hammond, the character who was running Jurassic Park, he's gone. Another guy has purchased it and has opened it up again, despite the fact that, you know, a Tyrannosaurus Rex got onto the mainland and started killing everybody.
Okay.
This new guy has purchased Isla Nublar, which is the place where they're having the Jurassic Park. And he's just going to do it again. And it takes place in 2005. And the first month of operations, 100,000 people visit it. And that's pretty much all we know so far. But Jurassic Park, we're going to see it next year. It's summer 2015.
All right.
Jurassic World.
I'll pull up a chair for it.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I really enjoyed Jurassic Park 1 and 3.
Yeah.
I'll say that. So that's what we can look forward to
in
2015, if you're me or you're someone like me. So what do you have?
I have here 5 simple things to more effectively cope with the end of year madness, stress, and anxiety.
I've already started my end of year.
Yeah.
I'm eased into it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, by the beginning of December, I'm winding down. People are like, you want to do something? I'm like, you know what? Save it till 2015, babe.
Yeah.
Hold off.
This year is a busy time for everyone, you know? We laugh at the irony of how this time of year is meant to be joyous, but all that time pressure... What? But with all the time pressures.
You know.
All the time pressures.
The time pressures?
All right, just time pressures. And time runs out and there's more to do.
Yeah. Yikes.
All right, so how are you going to handle this? I have 5 simple and easy strategies that are supposed to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. I would say, can I just preempt this by saying, don't commit to anything.
Right.
Proceed.
Right,
Just don't.
Right.
Just tell, when people say, what are you doing for New Year's? I don't know. And just move on.
Right. Number 1, focus on the big picture. Often we get caught up in the details.
What the hell is that?
I don't even know what the big picture is by the end of the year. What are you trying to
do? The big picture?
We get caught up in the details and the stress of the moment, but at the end of the day, we look back on this time of life. The stresses seem insignificant.
Okay, that's all there is the details and the stress of the moment, people. That's it.
There is nothing great that...
Nope. No. There's... There's no
it's
big
every
picture.
Day.
It's every day.
It's every day. It's reading now.
Yes.
Reading this now and drinking this wine now.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, if you only had 1 week to live, would you be worrying about the same things you are now?
Yes. I mean, I don't know
any... go away. It's not like...
I don't know any other way to live.
Yeah. And it's appropriate. You do stress out.
So should I... I'm sorry... Should I worry about things in the past or the future or things now? Because I'm going to be worrying no matter what's going on. If I'm alive and I'm sentient, I'm going to be worrying. So we can pick what I'm going to worry about.
Right.
You know, we want to worry about this big picture. Now I can worry about what the F is the big picture because I don't know.
And nobody knows. So it's like
who knows? And I'm not gonna spend any time trying to find out.
Right.
Right. Because I have no beliefs. I think we're all clear on that.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure we're here.
Number 2, write it down. It may seem so obvious, but when we become overwhelmed because we have so many things to do in such a short amount of time, which is decreasing.
Yeah, this is making me stressed out.
It's often partly partly true, but also partly an illusion. Often the biggest stress is that the thoughts are racing around in the head going from one idea to the other because the ideas are not ordered. For lots of people, it would be like driving around the city delivering care packages to your friends.
Huh? Oh, wow. This is non sequitur.
But you do not take the time to organize the list, so you're driving all over the show, to the city, back to the shore, then...
What is going on? I feel like this person started to stress out as they were writing this.
They're trying to deliver things around the town.
What happened to the big picture?
Yeah. A little bit of planning helps us go from reactive to proactive. That's
okay.
what they're trying to say.
What they're trying to say. Make a plan. This person didn't plan out this article.
No.
They just went for it. They didn't care.
Send.
Yeah. Big picture.
Yeah. Number 3, arch your spine. Yup. I know, as simple as it may sound, spend about 20 seconds a few times every single day arching your spine into extension and breathe a few deep breaths.
And that's supposed to...
not stress.
Really? If that's all there was to it, lady?
I know. I arch my spine.
That's what I've not been doing all these years. Arching my spine.
All right.
Duh. Thank goodness.
Number one, get to work. Arch your spine.
Yeah, arch your spine.
Okay. Four, keep doing the things that are helpful. So many people, when they get stressed, fall into silly, distractive patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They stop doing things that are helpful for...
Because there's no time.
Like going to the gym, they start snacking on foods that have, that are bad, sugary treats. Mm-hmm. They miss their yoga and meditation.
It's because they have no time.
Right.
Right? These two things go together.
Yeah.
Like the lack of free time I have to eat, carrot sticks and do an asana.
Right.
Is out the window.
Right. And number five, listen to your body. Don't ignore the symptoms. Don't put things
on. If I start listening to that bitch, we will never get out of here. I can't listen to my body.
No.
I don't want to know what it has to say sometimes. I'm not interested.
If your body is symptomatic, especially if it has gotten worse with stress, putting it off increases more work for you in the long run.
I mean, I guess.
Your body's symptomatic?
My thing is, I'm always just trying to contain the stress.
Yeah.
And, I'm just going to run headlong into it as fast as I can until I get all the things done and then take a brief break. And by that, I mean wine.
Yeah. If you have symptoms, it's your body's way of saying, address it now. But they say symptoms. Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Unarched spine?
Yeah.
So, what did we learn from this? I'm stressed out by this now.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I am now thinking about the big picture.
Yeah, which I don't know what that is.
I'm thinking about my spine, how many times it has not been arched.
Yeah. And how it hasn't worked out at all for me.
Yeah.
So this is our end of the year special. I just wanted to, because we're running out of time, I just want to make sure we get everything in. I just wanted to thank everybody who has been on the podcast this year, all of our guests, all of our fans who have sent in mail that we've read online, people who have tweeted us, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. I just want to thank everybody for helping to make 2014 a great year. And I predict that 2015 is going to be the year of the robot.
Oh, okay. I'm putting it down there.
I don't have a man of the year this year necessarily. I guess that the man of the year would be
white wine again.
Well, we had pepper spray one year. I think the man of the year this year might be just foolishness.
Foolishness.
Because I feel like there was a lot of foolishness that happened in 2014.
All across
just
the
straight
board. I think so.
Foolishness.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
On every level. So that is my man of the year.
Yes, and I'd like to thank everyone too. Listeners, there's nothing we like more than getting an email, a link, a tweet.
We don't care how small
it
is.
We love it. Yeah. We love it. And we love sending out the shot glasses to you. We're so sorry that the program has run down.
Yes, the shot glass program is no longer supported by Hey You Know It.
Right.
But we will let you know in 2015 if we're going to be giving out some special
we
treats.
We may have something a more amazing
and
cooking.
If you have if you have an idea for a promotional item that you think we should give out.
Yes.
That is safe for work.
Yeah.
Right. Please let us know. And have
Yes, and thank you guests again, all of you coming in. We love having you in the studio.
Yeah. And thank you, Katie, for being co-host for another year.
Yes, and thank you, Jaquetta.
And Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com.
Thanks. Somebody.
My purse is missing. Here's Frankenstein.
Then there are angels and demons, or there's something, and they want him. The demons want to possess his body because he's a human with no soul. Mm-hmm. So they can get into his vessel.
Okay, and then they're going to mete out justice.
And then that opens up the gateways to hell, to the earth, and then the angels, who are really, no, gargoyles are really angels, and they're going to fight the demons.
Are you kidding me? This sounds awful. This is really bad. This sounds worse than Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah, but spoiler alert, people. So the demons go to possess Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
They're like, you ain't got no soul, so I can get right up in there. And they go in. He's got a soul.
Oh, snap. Who knew? Who'd have thunk?
He has one. He's so got a soul. Are
so they get in there and they're like, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, and they can't do their thing, and the movie ends.
All right.